Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. It should be a fun week for royal-themed podcasting as Thursday sees the release of Tom Bower's new book, Revenge, Meghan, Harry and the War Between the Windsors. An unnamed source previously told The Sun, this is the book Meghan will be dreading. Tom doesn't pull his punches and is terribly thorough in his research. No stone will be left unturned. Tom has previously worked with some of his subjects and even spent time trailing them, but has been made perfectly clear to him that this will not be an option with Meghan. Royal commentator Sarah Robertson told GB News, I mean, this book, there are so many more bombshells in it, but yeah, it's going to send total shockwaves through the royal family, and also through the Sussex camp who have been dreading it. Bower said, don't expect to silence me to Meghan Markle. He issued that warning. And has he landed a knockout blow on her? He really has with this. This book is explosive. It is the book that I have been waiting for with bated breath, and I can't wait to put my hand on the actual whole copy. Robertson also noted the controversy around the couple naming their daughter Lilibeth. So some of the extracts that we've got coming through have the most explosive claims made by Tom Bower. We've heard how Meghan and Harry had blindsided the Queen by choosing the name Lilibeth for their daughter who was born last year. There are claims that they had asked permission from the Queen, but they had not bowed a say in that they'd registered Lilibeth's name, had their lawyers register a name with the website 2 days before the child was born. And Harry phoned the Queen after her birthday and told her, not ask, told her their daughter was going to be called Lilibeth, blindsiding the Queen. I mean, that was such a private personal name given to the Queen by her grandfather, George V, who I think would be spinning in his grave at the tautness of the spectacle of which Harry and Meghan have reduced the royal family to. Other things that have come are Meghan's friendships, so-called friendships with celebrities such as Serena Williams. Serena Williams told Vanity Fair when they were doing a bio piece on her before her engagement to Prince Harry that she wasn't a friend of Meghan, that she was merely an acquaintance. Meghan's claims of philanthropy and global activism, which she wants to pride herself on. When Vanity Fair apparently fact-checked that, the interview that they'd done with her and she had claimed, I don't know if you can remember, she'd spoken widely about this before. That was she got Procter & Gamble in the United States to change the advertising slogan and so it wasn't sexist towards women. And now Hillary Clinton had written a letter back to her and, you know, Procter & Gamble, this was fictitious. When Vanity Fair checked this with Procter & Gamble and with advertising historians, it wasn't true. Hillary Clinton never wrote a letter back, and it turns out it was a story that was concocted by Thomas Markle, an adoring father to his daughter. The book has many interesting tidbits about Meghan's interactions with the staff at Vanity Fair. Bower says that Meghan and her LA publicist, Sunshine Sachs, were ecstatic when, after years of struggle to get Meghan noticed, they landed the interview for the magazine's September 2017 edition. The Mirror shares the ecstasy turned to disappointment after Buckingham Palace received pre-publication copies of the magazine in early September. Bower writes that Harry, wary after interviews given in the past where his mum, Princess Diana, and Sarah Ferguson had caused controversy, was keen for Meghan to avoid sensitive topics like Donald Trump, race, their relationship, and particularly himself. The book claims that Vanity Fair's long-serving contributing editor, Sam Kashner, asked Meghan about Harry during the interview but hadn't expected an answer. It states he was quietly elated when Meghan, who at this point was secretly engaged to the prince, responded, "We're a couple. We're in love. I'm sure there will be a time when we will have to come forward and present ourselves and have stories to tell. But I hope what people will understand is that this is our time. This is for us. It's part of what makes it so special that it's just ours. But we're happy. Personally, I love a great love story." Bower's book says that within hours, Meghan had called her PR firm's bosses demanding answers. He writes, "Hysterically, she described Buckingham Palace's fury, yet wild about Harry. Sunshine Sachs said Meghan should have ensured that her comments about Harry were removed. Why wasn't the focus on her philanthropy and activism? Ken Sunshine feared that Meghan would fire his agency. Puzzled why Buckingham Palace was angry, he called the magazine's editor to deliver what he imagined to be his ultimate threat. You're going to have to deal with the Queen on this, he said. the furious monarch he imagined, like Trump would pick up the phone and berate the editor. The editor was bemused. Bowers says that the PR chief was told Meghan secured the interview because of who she was likely to marry and not based on her feminism. There are also the tales of the staff over at Vogue UK being exasperated by Meghan's demands when she guest edited an issue in September 2019. The theme of the issue was game changers who reshape society in radical and positive ways. "I want to break the internet," Meghan exclaimed to the editorial staff. Bauer says, listening to the Duchess, the editorial team's expressions showed silent exasperation. They believed most of her contributions were superficial, lacking rhyme or reason. The Daily Beast summarized this section of the book. Meghan wanted to appear on the cover, just as Kate Middleton had done 3 years previously to mark Vogue's centenary. The editorial team allegedly convinced Meghan not to, as it would be boastful. Then followed demands from Meghan to promote the magazine and demands from Buckingham Palace to cease promoting it, Bauer says. Phone calls that left Sarah Latham, head of communications for Meghan and Prince Harry, in tears, Bauer says. In public, Anifal would say that it was Meghan's decision not to appear on the cover because she wished to remain humble. Bauer writes, the cover was given to, among others, Salma Hayek, a Hollywood star married to François-Henri Pinault, a French billionaire, who happened to be one of Vogue's leading advertisers. Pellet's Intrigue will be right back.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And as if we didn't have enough to talk about, Prince Harry blasted freedoms in his new home, the US, Monday in an address to the United Nations in New York City as he warned of a global assault on democracy and freedom. The New York Post summarizes, the runaway UK royal was delivering a keynote speech to the UN General Assembly in honor of the late South African leader Nelson Mandela when he pointed to the US as a cautionary tale. Harry said, from the horrific war in the Ukraine to the rolling back of constitutional rights here in the United States, we are witnessing a global assault on democracy and freedom, the cause of Mandela's life. This year has been a painful year and a painful decade. We're living through a pandemic that continues to ravage communities in every corner of the globe. Climate change wreaking havoc on our planet, with the most vulnerable suffering most of all. The few weaponizing lies and disinformation at the expense of the many. With parts of Europe well into the 100s this week, Harry was focused on climate change, saying, the water is rising all around us, in some places quite literally. As we sit here today, our world is on fire again. These historic weather events are no longer historic. This crisis will only grow worse unless our leaders lead. This is a pivotal moment. In this moment, we have a choice to make. We can grow apathetic, succumb to anger, or yield to despair, surrendering to the gravity of what we're up against. The right thing to do is not up for debate, and neither is the science, he quipped. The only question is whether we will be brave enough and wise enough to do what is necessary. And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. Many thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.